By making tea?
By putting them in that prefab soup that has little chopped pieces of dried mushroom in it already. Pour in the water, drink the soup, and instead of coming on gradually, it hits you like a tsunami. From Mushroomba, the god of...
From the mushrooms.
Yes.
Can you make pot tea?
You mean the Roomba that vacuums, Al? Yeah. The Roomba that vacuums the floors? Is that really the god of... Is that where we are now?
Well, that's the god of the floor. The Roomba gods the floor, but Mushroomba is the god of
the... Is Roomba like a name? Like, where does Roomba come from? Help us out, Al.
I mean, it was invented by advertising hacks. That's who invented it. Like people who come up with names like Sky Rizzy and so forth.
Don Draper.
Don Draper.
Like, wait, we're going to again.
Don Draper ad man. So they sent Shem Howard to hell, and now he's being lashed by female deputy. What looks like a horse's tail.
This might take a while.
They've already done.
Total tyranny.
I'm chewing on a brontosaurus.
That's what I love about America. This is why we have to protect our freedom. You know, we really do. You know, our freedom.
America likes freedom.
America.
We choose our own condiments on prefab sandwiches at AMPM Mini Market. Yeah. Freedom.
I guess I'll just make a list of questions for Dr. Howe when he comes back.
Who was that man? I would like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Okay, what are your questions?
You got the gummies.
Get your questions ready.
I'm getting them ready. I'm going to write them down.
All right. Who has questions?
Vijay has the questions.
Because I want a personalized report.
Oh, my God. I just made love to the devil.
Oh, yeah. I did, too.
Okay. That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And there was a giant elephant at our camp.
No way.
Wait,
and a baby
one?
Elephant also.
Are you for real? Like a real,
real
thing?
Well, I mean, made by...
Like the real camels?
No.
Like robotics?
Elephants
remember
wouldn't
the camels?
Be... I do remember. I was thinking of them, but it's easier to get a camel undercover than a giant elephant. Where is the shade structure an elephant could get under? I mean, that's your elephant.
I want an elephant.
Yes, your elephant.
Well, these were giant moving elephant-shaped structures, and it made it easy to find the way back. But then they left, and it was real hard to find the way back. So
happens every time.
Where do you go?
Oh, God, won't someone get this elephant off my chest?
Cool him down.
Cool him down with a water hose. Nose, anything goes. There was Twinkles, the flying elephant. That's probably before your time. He could fly with his rotor tail, which was like a helicopter. But on the corner of F and 530, these towering elephants were good landmarks. And they were needed because they had the stupidest name for the streets, and they had black-on-black letterings on the signs, which were unreadable. The chicken was cursing and swearing because it was impossible to read the signs.
Chicken who? Chicken John?
Yeah, Chicken John. The trick of picking chicken is picking what chicken to pick.
He would never, right?
I agreed that the streets were... You couldn't read the street signs because they got too cute with them. The names didn't make any sense, and the writing was... I mean, everybody agreed. You couldn't
listen
read
to that. You had to listen to that. I mean, man, you must be traumatized.
Well,
you know,
I can roll with the punches. Drink some Ritual Roasters coffee.
Oh, God, that's terrible coffee, they serve you every morning. Oh, my God.
Well, they have this new canned coffee that's full of oat milk, but it still tastes good.
Yuck.
I know. Really? I hate that stuff, but it tastes good. They fixed it, so
really?
Oat milk or not, it's a very palatable beverage. You know I would never eat oat milk on my own.
I know that. That's why I'm like...
Come on, you got oats you don't have you. Milk. I what mean, are you trying to pull
really,
well... Anyway,
oh my God, you poor soul.
It's got Ritual Roasters coffee, and it's got oat milk, and it's a palatable beverage. I don't know how they did it, but I drank can after can.
Oh, this is the oat milk, right? Because that's all you had, right?
Well,
when you were trapped in the desert.
I brought out cream, and I made coffee of my own, but the cream didn't last forever, and pretty soon I was chug-lugging oat milk.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. It's so horrible.
Yes,
Man, I didn't realize it was that bad out there.
Turn into
I know
a bloated
it's mellow,
oat.
But, man, that's not that mellow. This doesn't seem mellow to me.
It's a survival situation.
I'd be outraged.
Yes, it was an outrage, all right. I'm writing a letter to my congressman. But until I get a response, well...
Hey, which congressman would you write to? I'm curious about this, because I'm interested in, writing letters. I like letters.
Get it in writing. Put it on paper.
I like getting letters. Yeah.
Yeah, letters are nice to receive. That's
I
would
just like write letters. I heard about Burning Man.
I heard an interview with somebody from the post office.
The Burning Man post office.
You do? Oh, wait. Post office? Oh, whoa. Back up here.
The post office.
Who's this?
VJ Pussycat, of course.
Oh, yes. Nice.
What now?
Post office.
What character?
Well,
yeah, the post office.
Jericho's like, who am I talking to?
Okay, we're here about the post office.
Simon says,
the
dumb, yeah.
Burning Man post office. The U.S. post office is in sad shape. But,
No, Hal, I want to hear about her letter to the post office.
Now, Simon says,
well,
everybody.
Maybe
thumbs
while
up.
You're doing it, I'll take my break and then I'll be back in.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's
Hal,
a good idea.
Take your break, Hal, because I'm making my question. I'm making notes on my question.
Oh, really? Well, I guess the Martians got him in the end.
I wonder where he's going to go on his break.
We're thinking of making this general thing into a series.
Okay, cool. I'm making a list. Like,
he's
got,
going in the garden, he said.
I've got like five questions here, but I don't really need to know the last couple ones.
He's outside picking flowers.
I'm trying to remember what other questions I had for him. I know there was a lot. Boy,
do you have any dollars? You know, it's like a dollar a question. No, I don't. I really don't know how it works.
I know there shouldn't be any, and they only take PayPal.
Well, it depends
so.
On what
for a buck each.
Show
that's what
that
gets the question
answering.
Actually.
But
posted,
this is, these are all burning.
Like,
it's
oh,
not like
your payment
oh, yeah,
has
I have a lot of burning
questions.
Yeah, these are all
what
burning.
What the fuck happened out
burning.
There, you guys?
Yeah, I'm not asking him. I'm not using
look,
his precious ass.
This question's online. You pay for it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what it sounded like.
Ass there. That's a fair question.
Well, Wizard Ass was there.
Oh, yeah,
say?
We have to.
Wizard
I said
ass.
We have to take
that
a break now. Play nice songs.
That was an asshole performance. That wasn't there for years.
Because Al's gone,
you
so there's no show
there
or anything.
This is when the children pray.
Did they repeat it? Did they really do Wizard of Ass again?
So, Michael Pepe's here?
Oh, Wizard of Ass. I didn't know what you were saying.
I don't know. I asked him around.
Okay, carry on.
Well, Wizard of Ass was some Chicken John event that he did. That
I remember.
Years ago.
Vaguely.
You know, but
I was there.
With Al. So that was years ago.
Yeah.
That's well, like 1990s.
Yeah, probably. Or late.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I am right. I was there. I had an experience.
I was there.
That was a traumatic experience.
Okay. I was there. No, I was there. You were there,
no,
man.
There. What'd you call me?
What? You called me?
What do you mean call me?
Wow,
I have to remember the rest of my questions.
These pills were great.
You gotta, did you write them down?
I'm writing. Yeah, I'm just.
I'll say you haven't even taken
right
them yet.
So I have like.
I got high.
Some notes about, I have like six points.
They melt in your hand, not
up.
Your mind.
But two of them I don't care about as much. There's other. I'm trying to
interested
remember.
Like for the park, porta potties.
No, I didn't care. I don't care about them. They're always cool.
I just learned this year that celebrities get a special viewing area.
Dude, all you have to do is camp with the right camp and you get your own toilet.
Yeah.
But if the people in your camp are idiots and they leave the toilet unlocked for everybody,
yeah,
and by the third day there's a guy who has,
to
wrap toilet paper around his fist and punch the pile of shit. Because it needs so much dumping, like, oh, Jesus.
Stop.
This is the really fun Burning Man.
That's
the problem with having a camp on the Esplanade. You know,
everybody comes around and watches everybody. You know, it eventually does come around. And poop.
But whatever.
We don't need no toilets out here. We're upscale.
That's when you turn up the radio. Mm-hmm.
Woo.
This
year
is
mellow,
right? I mean, you know, that's
what I heard.
What's that
now? What'd
you hear?
But this year is mellow, like, compared to last year.
It looks like it. It looked like
a lot less people, and it was nice. It was like kind of like it was before.
I watched.
That's what I heard
on the stream.
You
right?
Watched
not, because I was restreaming it illegally. Don't tell anybody. But but there, I totally could see the evolution of the week, and also, you know, I could tell how nice it was, the weather. I knew that the weather was perfect, and I could see, like, the night. Oh, that's what I wanted to put down about
that's
the
one of those dreams you have that tells you what's in the book.
I think I made a note about that, because I'm pretty sure that I saw Center Camp during the fashion show, and it looked really crowded, but it was just like an outsider view. But you could tell, like, when it was crowded or not, because you could see in so far. Like, if you know where to look, you know what
you could see
like.
Into somebody's camp.
No, I could see that center camp looked very crowded on Wednesday night.
Yes, wasn't that weird? It's been a dead zone, but when I went there, it was so crowded I had trouble reaching the backstage area to check in. They had built baffles in it, and it was a vast number of people. The Playa Symphony Orchestra was playing in there, and it was packed. And then gradually, Michael and others started showing up for the Cacophony Cocktail Party. They had four bars dispensing alcohol.
Cocktail Party, really?
Yes.
You mean that still exists?
Was that?
Really?
No, that's why I put my show on Wednesday night, because I knew there would be a lot of people there.
That was excellent. That,
and
you
that's what they call it, the Cacophony Cocktail Party?
That is the best thing that's ever happened in 20 fucking years or more.
What, the Cacophony Cocktail Party?
The fashion show to Wednesday night. It's
yes.
Brilliant.
Well, I hate to move the date of a show that for decades has been on the same day, but a few years ago we moved it to Thursday at 7:30 p.m. instead of Saturday at 5:30, which it had always been, but was a very unworkable time. But now, since
right.
we knew the Cacophony
really
Cocktail Party would be there, we moved it to Thursday, and we had quite a few people there.
No way.
It looks great.
Is that when the sandstorm happened?
What happened?
Is that when a sandstorm happened?
No. There was no sandstorm on any of the days except the one that occurred on Saturday night during the temple burn, and that one was brief.
Okay.
But then we had the Category 4
Sunday.
Storm warning on the next
Category
day,
four.
And that's when the really bad one hit.
I remember
that.
That
was
yeah.
Sunday. Oh. Sunday. Because a man burned on Saturday. And that looked like the perfect burn to
it
me.
It was. It was great. It's one of the greatest
the
fireworks shows
like
on the planet.
The pyros were perfect. The propane explosions were amazing and
yes.
and perfect. And it fell down like within a reasonable amount of time.
Right.
And the things that I hated were those extensions that they put from the top of the structure to the bottom of the man's legs.
Well, I don't know what
it
was supposed to be, but there was something.
It was weird.
There were lines of glowing stuff running down the various curved surfaces of the base. Yeah, which now were that blinking was on and off.
I loved that. I thought that was a really nice face. But what I'm talking about is just the part that the man's legs attached to,
yeah,
where it was straight. Okay, so you have the man's legs that are at an angle.
They usually
it's like spread
are.
Eagle, yes. Right?
Well, those then, eagles can be a nuisance.
Right, and then it goes straight down until it hits the top of the structure that curves around and stuff. Right? And I just thought it looked kind of, I don't know, it's just awkward to me, that extension. But it worked out, I knew it would for the
Well, if you're close, center. You can't even see that because the curvature of the understructure hides it from
that
your view.
That makes sense.
Just as mountains right. that aren't very high can hide your view of mountains that are higher because they're in
sure.
the way.
That makes sense. Oh, and that's another thing I have to comment on because it gets me every time is the weirdness in the distance when you look at it through the webcam, right? Like you'll be looking, they'll have the cam pointed at the man in the temple.
Tracy's listening.
And it looks like, you know, it looks like it's right next to...
And I'll probably
it
be
looks
going
like
to weed
the
next
temple
Saturday.
Is right on top of the so man.
Here.
But it's not. It's like
Look
a mile
Look, at Sonny and Cher. Or Sonny and Shep.
Or whatever it is.
Shep and Cher.
Right? You know, there's a lot to keep your attention. Amazing.
Well, yeah.
And art. And the temple was never better, but...
Was the temple like a cane chair? That's what it looked like to me.
Like it was cane. A domed structure, and there were two giant hands in front of it.
Oh, I saw that.
Then there were also those strange things in the sky again this year, though not as many, and at least when I was out there, as last
the
year.
The drones?
The drones what? That form things in the sky.
Right. Like, that was out there the year that it was unofficial. The first year, actually, I think it was both years. It was
yes, they made the man drones. Out of drones because they were not actually mm-hmm. allowed to burn anything. So the drones
right.
hovered and it seemed to be the man on fire. They are yeah. all connected to each other with the same computer system. And
right.
they... compensate for the wind, so they hold rock steady in the sky. They create giant hands.
Unless they're at
a strange
at
flying creature
ranch,
and other things that
are.
It's really cool doing a show in the lobby.
If anyone
Sorry.
Wants
well,
to
the
say
is
hi to
just
Tracy,
right there.
I hear she's
yeah, yeah, it's great.
Hi, Tracy.
Free newspaper.
Okay, but can I just? I just want to get through my questions real
Please,
quick.
Please, let's
so.
Do it quickly.
Let's do it quickly.
There's
okay.
no there's so, no deadline.
Okay, so my next question
If you're
is,
on the plane and somebody
Jubs,
tells you what time it
Jubs,
is, then you know they're
circus,
lying.
Plastic circus. Did anything ever happen under that giant tent?
I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you since I was not there, but other people said that it was happening.
Okay, so they had it blocked. It was stupid. They had a giant trailer blocking the view of it. It's typical... You know, Jub-Jub camp stuff, you know. But
well,
I
it was impossible to get everywhere there, but
right.
of course
but
we're
they're
in an
right
attraction
on the
that moves
so.
Around and we get to see a lot of things from in there. And
right,
also
right.
from, if you ride on the top, you have a nice height and you can see pretty well.
Yeah, that is a good height for sure. Here's my next question then.
Yeah.
What was the coolest piece of art that you saw out there? Like, not art that is made by a friend or, you know, just what really...
Yes, but...
What were you blown away by?
It was a release by Dana Albany.
Oh, really? I know what you're talking about, and that's that statue.
Yes.
The woman reaching up in her arms in a circle.
She has
right?
no head. But yes, she's reaching
like...
her arms up in the circle, all right. And mm-hmm. the sun shines through it when it rises and sets, and it's oh. lit with golden lights and so forth. It was just very difficult to describe, but... and also... After they tried to take it down, they realized they'd built it too solidly and it was just not coming apart or or moving, and so I hope they manage to deal with that.
That's interesting. I saw that piece on the cam, I thought it was one of Karen, Karen and Dan Dossman, when they were together.
Yes, but it's not. It wasn't
Karen's. I was surprised.
If you got close to it, instead of being scavenged from little clockwork pieces, it was made out of millions of metal butterflies.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. So I never saw it close up.
That must have been hard to do, eh?
Butterfly.
I'm sure. That's
why the butterfly fluttered by.
Because I could only see, so much through the webcam. So
right.
And the guy, he's like Friday before he finally figures out how to make the nighttime cam look good. And he's getting huge-ass donations for that webcam. And
many people can only see what that webcam shows. There's no other way to see what's happening there, but it has a limited vision, although it's high up and has a wide reach.
Yeah. No, it's a wonderful blessing for those who can't be there. It really is. So I'm not complaining about it at all. But, let me get to the next question here.
Please do.
Okay. I got that one, and
But I might not be the best person to ask, but anyway, I'll try.
I just want to know from your experience these things, because I know people that were out there.
You know that
the
there was a giant traffic cone 60 feet high.
Yeah, how did you go? Was there, you could go up inside of that or what?
I didn't go inside it, but what was fun about it was it's a perfect traffic cone. It's not something that's made to look like a traffic cone. It is a traffic cone, but way too big and the absurd scale.
And it's not rubber.
It's orange.
It wasn't.
I believe it was made of many melted together traffic cones and then printed on some kind of giant 3D printer.
So they were burning giant mass amounts of
plastic? I'm afraid so. I know it's against the rule.
They
burned a huge mass of plastic, and that was one of the first things to be burned.
It was on the...
Perhaps they had some provision to make it less toxic. I hope.
I watched
Did you see it burn?
I just figured it was made out of wood and painted.
Well, I hope it was. The plastic, the orange plastic, that must have been on the outside. Maybe the inside was made of wood or something. I hope so. One doesn't like to think of a giant chunk of plastic like that burning and sending oily black smoke into the air.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
I did hear of something, that was not wood. Something else that was plastic. And now I'm drawing a blank. I don't remember offhand.
Well, it wasn't Chicken John's giant ass that burned.
No, I don't think so.
But it was back in the day, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers came and they were very angry. And they said, you're supposed to keep people back 300 feet. And look at it. They're standing right there. And Chicken said, they're back 300 chicken feet. He knew that it had already happened and they weren't going to be able to do anything about it. You know?
Did they camp in Kidsville or what?
I don't know about Kidsville. I wasn't there. Alice Rinaldi was... Chicken's camp, and I rode my bicycle over there to visit them, and certainly she was not ghettoized in some kid camp.
That's good.
She hangs out with the adults.
Right on. Good for her. What, don't they have another one, a younger one that's a boy?
Yes, Edsel, but they didn't bring him because he's very stubborn and he won't do what he's asked to do. And if they asked him to drink water...
They don't have a harness for him and a leash?
No, they have somebody taking care. I think his mother's mother is taking care of Edsel while they're gone.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway,
good luck with that.
Yeah. But Alice is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
at age 11. Uh-huh.
He's 11.
She's 11.
Alice is older, though, right?
She's 11. Alice is 11.
He's 11.
Alice is 11.
Allison, he's what?
5 or 6. I think he's 6.
Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds more right. Okay. That makes sense. Wow, that's so crazy.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me see. I think there's other questions I had that I can't remember it. Right,
well,
hand,
if you
so
can't remember
just,
them, they can't be that
important. I think
important.
I covered...
Must have been a fib.
What?
My nanny always used to say, if you can't remember it, must have been a fib.
A fib?
Yeah.
It's more like it's not important.
A fib.
That's how I look at it.
Why? Like, it just makes you feel bad when someone says that. Like, what?
But sometimes it's just like, you know, it may be important or not, but... It's just slipping your mind because you're getting older and your brain only holds so much info. So, like, you know, I could only just remember what I can remember.
I'm going to see.
I wrote down.
I can get a cold Godzilla versus Kong soda, and it'll just take me a moment.
Okay. Why does one need their powers for good? The evil is that good?
Huh? What?
Why does one use the powers for evil instead of good?
I don't know. I can barely understand you because...
No, why does one use their powers for evil
because
of good?
One music?
Evil.
Evil.
And why does one use their powers for evil
instead
of good?
Yeah, well, some people are tuned to evil.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, what is that how?
Oh, that's
a good how question. Yeah, that's a good
question. You say
for real?
Jericho has.
Jericho has a question.
All right, let's hear it while I see if I can get the top off this King Kong versus Godzilla cola.
I'm gonna kill it before I have any food, so I'm gonna be fucked.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Probably not to me.
Godzilla and Kong have got something here.
Pretty. And I'm rolling a joint. Jericho
it's
wanted
quite
to
nice.
Know if one had powers to use, why would they use them for evil instead of good?
Well, if they are evil, they don't know how to do it any other way.
Okay, that's good. What was the other question we had? We had another question that we were like, oh, that's perfect. Well, I guess it was that question. I already forgot. I don't know.
Must have been a lie.
Oh, you guys were talking about...
Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? I do happen to know the answer to that one, but...
A woodchuck?
No.
How much would a wood?
I didn't think that was the answer, but I thought,
no,
what the hell?
No, woodchuck got into Mrs. Murphy's kitchen and did that. That is not really a very good guess, because, as I have pointed out in a monograph that I wrote, woodchucks are incapable of throwing things, although they can pick things up.
Wait, what is a woodchuck?
Well,
when they throw
a woodchuck is also called... Well, you see, that is a linguistic problem, since the word chuck has nothing to do with throwing in the case of the name of the creature, which is also known as a groundhog. The genus is Marmotus, and the species is Monax. Marmotus Monax.
Like, that's what they make the raspberry...
But there are no coordinated casting motions that the creature can produce after exhaustive tests. Once I was leaving X Day with Ivan Stang, and we ran right over one of those creatures. Not on purpose, but it darted under the wheels of the car, and there was a thump, and no groundhog day for that one.
Oh my God, Hal. I never knew that about you.
I was a helpless.
Oh my God, I thought you were such a docile creature, but now.
I was sitting down. I had nothing to do with it. I was supercargo. I was a passenger.
Oh my God, I can't even stand it anymore.
That's one woodchuck the fewer.
Yeah, there's one less woodchuck in the world, thanks to Hal Robin.
Me? I was just a passenger.
Oh, yeah. You're just a passenger, right? Like, you're like, hit that woodchuck, or
no,
like, you were...
we tried not to hit the woodchuck, but it darted the wheels of the car. We both regretted it. Especially the driver, who was not me, didn't want to kill a woodchuck.
Tell me about the driver.
The driver was the head of the Church of the Subgenius, Ivan Stang.
Oh, yes, I know who Ivan Stang is. I mean, was he answered for that crime, the woodchuck?
He's not a woodchuck killer.
He hit the woodchuck. He's obviously a woodchuck killer. Come on, man. Really? Oh, come on.
I shouldn't have mentioned this incident at all. It's all years ago. All over and done with. Been there, done that.
What about like a song? Like, that'd be good. Woodchuck Killer.
This would have been in Pennsylvania, I think.
Stank or the
woodchuck. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It was on the way to Cleveland, Ohio.
No. I'm listening.
Well, I think I encapsulated the entire story in a few words.
Okay, put them down.
A woodchuck lost its way and paid the ultimate penalty for that moment of indecision. But animals don't know what to do when they see this huge car rushing toward them. You know, they don't know whether to pitch or yaw or go one way or the other. Sometimes
do they know how much wood a woodchuck could chuck? If it could chuck wood?
Well, that's the qualifier. If it could chuck wood, it could chuck whatever wood it could chuck. But in fact, as I said earlier, coordinated casting motions, that is, chucking or throwing wood, are not possible. The anatomy does not permit it.
I got it.
The front legs are for digging, not throwing. They move toward the body and not away from the body. You know, so throwing something is almost impossible for this creature. But the question is, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Well, I mean, the whole thing is now suppositional, so any amount would suffice to be the answer.
That's the question. I mean, since you ran over one... Even as a passenger.
Time out.
Well, that one will never chuck any wood.
Yeah, I think
again.
That was a question not to bring that up anymore.
I'm sorry I mentioned it in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
In the midst of life, we are in death. Never ask for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for Chucky the Woodchuck.
Chucky the Woodchuck? Oh, that's
actually, his name was Wally, not Chucky, but anyway, Wally the woodchuck.
Name for him?
Wally
the woodchuck.
The one who was run over, yes, was Wally. So,
is he a pet?
Not anymore.
He's dead.
No.
He's dead.
But yes. May that woodchuck. Chuck, whatever, right.
May he ascend to Groundhog Heaven.
Yeah.
Which is not like Jellyfish Heaven, which is a lot like L.A.
Jellyfish? No, jellyfish may be immortal and may never die. Jellyfish are totally different.
Yeah, well, they say their heaven is a lot like L.A.
They just break off pieces, but all the pieces
LA?
Just survive and break off more pieces.
Yeah, L.A. You know, like jellyfish heaven, it's a lot like L.A.
In Jelly.
We're in L.A. I'm from L.A.
Just L.A.
You love L.A., you say?
No, I'm from L.A. I was born in L.A.
I was born in East L.A.
But I wasn't raised there.
I was born in
Hollywood.
Who was I?
That's Hollywood.
Who was I? Hollywood. Yes, I was.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Cedar Sinai?
For goodness gracious, gosh, in Hollywood.
Not you.
We're going to the same hospital.
A simple mechanic can be a panic.
Yes.
Thank you. If he can just make good.
Thank you. Thank you. That's true.
Whoever you are, you can be a star.
I was born in Hollywood.
If you say hooray for Hollywood,
hooray for Hollywood. All the famous people die.
Was that? Well, the cancer people die, yes.
Were you born at Cedars Sinai, where all the famous people die?
No, I was born at Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital. On
the Hollywood Walk of Shame. Fame.
I was born at Cedars
Sinai. Okay, you're Westy. All right.
Lancashire Boulevard.
I'll forgive you for that.
My parents lived on the strip.
You what?
She said strip.
My parents, they lived on the strip when I was born.
Yes, she lived on the strip. Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
Your parents. And, so my mom was a Sunset hippie.
77, Sunset Strip.
She did all kinds of, she was a crazy party girl, my mom. That's what she did. So she would go to Barney's Beanery and hang out with those, you know?
Yeah, I know. My parents just passed me up on the hooker. They lived in the same apartment building as all the hookers lived. Mm-hmm. So like, they were like, these hookers were like, their clients were like Jerry Lewis and Bob.
Yeah.
And a hooker for dad.
Like really old, but he was George Burns.
Yeah.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Yeah. So like I was probably held by them or something. I don't know.
Where in Hollywood, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Texas.
Robin, know that you were going to give me this big bag of swag? Maybe he can't hear. Did Robin know that you were going to give me this bag?
She gave it to me, and I'm giving it to you.
All right, well, I thank you for that.
But, yeah, she's not entirely not to blame. Or to blame.
I get you. I was just wondering.
He's talking to Rob.
Just wondering.
There was like a double lateral.
All right.
Knob says K-Rob on it.
A double forward lateral.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, expect nothing more than K-Rob. It'd be nonsense.
Is that Shemp Howard as an angel next to that devil in this skin-tight suit?
And I've been trying to change it because it's been like that for like an hour.
I kind of like it, but it's like she's going to lash him with that horsehair whip of her.
There's like the devil versus angel thing.
Is it a Three Stooges short?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this one.
I'm not sure
dimension.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but I have this clip, and it's like the heaven. It's like Shem goes up to heaven, and like the devil is trying to bring him down to hell or something.
So they send this really cute devil in a tight-fitting suit to tempt him down to hell. Yeah, that's just what they do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Use their power and to cover it all.
I wish I could hear whatever music or background sound you guys have going. I just don't understand
why we're divided into two things like this. It was my fault.
It's the only way I guess I can talk to you guys.
But can it be hooked up so that we can...
Not really.
It's kind of neat that we can even do this. Because remember, before we couldn't do this.
Because everything's hooked into the room monitors.
Yeah, everything is set up so that we can't do it, really. So
but we can do this.
Yeah, we can do this, but you can't hear Doug and you can't hear Rob.
Better than it was.
Like, if I wanted to talk to you guys, like, it was like, as a major ordeal, I had to call Sarah or just like, and that was only like if she was available.
Well, she is. She's right here. Right here.
Right, but she's not always right here.
She's dancing, in fact.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Happy dancing.
Yeah. Dancing for
Sarah.
You.
I hope you're having a good time. I hope the time training has worked out good.
I think
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh. Well,
okay, we won't talk about that. I'll take it.
There was a time machine out on the playa that Justin Credible visited. I didn't go in, so I don't know what it was like.
Oh, into what?
It said time machine and plumbing supplies. And,
oh, really?
But I didn't actually end up going into it. But Justin did, and she recently posted that it was one of the most incredible things ever, and so forth and so on.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I love, there's so much cool shit that you never hear about. Like, I mean, even if you go.
Well, you can't visit every attraction.
You can't. It's impossible. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter how long you're out there. There's no fucking way you're going to get to see everything.
And besides, you spend a lot of time hanging out in your own camp.
Yeah,
especially,
of course.
Outcar Camp right. has a great kitchen, and they serve wonderful food all the time. And that is an incentive not to be out peddling around when you might miss your dinner.
Oh, for real? Well, you know, my camp, I always camped in a camp that had a scheduled dinner time, and I never, ever, ever, ever could eat at the time that they were eating. I never could do it. Never. It was the weirdest thing. Like, it was the time, it was sunset.
First one is when everybody howls like a dog or a werewolf.
Yep, because they're glad the sun has gone away. And it will no longer be.
And I'm glad, because that piercing, baking, broiling sun is now leaving for a while, and the fun part is about to start.
That's right. All the fun starts when the sun goes down.
The evil day star, as they call it.
Yeah, evil
days. Did you?
I mean,
well then,
appropriate.
Simon says, put them down.
For real. You know,
it's the 90-pound gorilla in the room.
Oh my God, mm-hmm. Look at it.
Where? I feel like I'm not doing my job best. Like,
looks like a refugee from a gorilla loving.
Jericho hung up. I think he went to bed, which is cool.
Okay, good night, Jericho.
Good night, Jericho.
And I think Hal needs a break from his voice.
Yes.
Well, I'm drinking some King Kong and Godzilla
so
Cola
okay.
over here, and it helps me cough.
I felt like you
it's
were...
called.
Ooh, I was having
powers.
Trouble. Right. I keep coughing up the crap, the
Monster
yellow dust.
Monster Power Pop.
Monster yeah. Power Pop. Well, it's good. It's good.
That's good.
It's for a monster like me.
What is it? Our annoying.
I beg your pardon.
Annoying host, and I love your intro to your own show. It's so funny.
Oh, thank you. Well, I didn't. That was a rerun this time, but I'll be back doing it live next time.
I missed it. I'm glad I missed the rerun.
It was, I believe, my dramatization of the story, The Dark Eidolon by Clark Ashton Smith.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I now that's happened two times.
No, thank you.
Now I'll be back, but I was told by positive evidence that the equipment that I need in the studio has been broken by the clumsy, ham-handed...
Those people are
fumble fingers at
When are we going to get our Lodeo?
Radio.
What about...
where you find it these days. I mean, everyone talks about internet radio. People are devaluing the language. The purpose of language is to make distinctions, not blur them, but tell that to the present crowd.
You have been enjoying
they want to make it coy and hide behind the indeterminate expression.
He says that as if, he believes it.
And
just like this guy, taking their calls and discarding them.
We're taking your calls now and throwing them away.
How did you stay overnight
with
before or after both?
No, I didn't. But we ended up in Boomtown briefly.
Now let's go fast.
However, okay. Not to stay or even to eat, but only to buy salty bag snacks, gas, and clean the schmutz off the windshield.
Right.
But I like that, going into the bizarre world of Reno and the blinky lights and weird noises. Right after Burning Man, it's like, now we're in the conspiracy Burning Man. Where they, you know, these huge buffets of soft serve ice cream, fried chicken, watermelon, and
K-Rob's total experience.
K-Rob's total experience.
K-Rob's total
24
experience.
K-Rob's total experience.
Oh,
and I have some good friends there, and I wanted to see them, but
perhaps we should leave it to God to decide.
Chicken just had to barrel on through. However, last year, Chicken was quite disturbed because he ended up pulling a giant generator behind his RV, and the RV would heat up because it wasn't made to pull this thing.
We're all about quality control here at Reload.
My friends in Reno came in very handy, where we did go to see them and leave that generator with them, so later Chicken could send one of his minions to collect
it. Was that at the house of your old friend?
You've been there.
Yes.
Yeah.
She still lives there.
Yeah. She still lives there. Her dad was an airline pilot. It used to be his house.
Yeah.
You know, so
I was just thinking in terms of how Reno must have changed since I
Reno has completely changed. Yeah. And the time we visited, I'm talking to Puzzling Evidence now. The time we visited, she was a teacher at the University of Northern Nevada.
Yeah.
Now she's retired and just doing her own
brother still there
experiments.
The same stuff.
Her brother visits, and her living companion Al.
Don't forget to tune in.
Yeah. Oh, neat.
And they have put me up, and put me and Dawn up, and put other people up.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
But this time,
okay, I said that already.
It's good to have friends in Reno. Let me tell you.
Yes, unless you're with somebody who won't stop.
Jeez,
and
read
will,
the script.
So I can't see them.
It's good to have friends in Gerlach, too. I have one of my close friends.
We had that happen also. We stopped because Chicken had a friend in Gerlach who was making delicious handmade pizza. And so we had a delicious handmade pizza. Then we got in the vehicle and we went on toward Burning Man. We went down the road. We kept moving. Nothing stopped. And it looked as if we were going to have the easiest glide into Burning Man ever. And then the cell phone rang, and it turned out that Eileen had left her purse behind at the pizza stand with all our tickets in it, or with her tickets. So we had to pull out of the line, turn around, drive back for miles, and then when we finally got into the line again, it was not fast moving. It was utterly stopped, and for an hour we had to wait in place. It took forever and forever to get onto the playa. So that's just one of those things, you know. The way the cookie crumbles, you can't fight City Hall. I guess it's fate, destined from the beginning of the world.
Yeah, that's
so
exactly
were they
right.
All set
from
up
the first
with
molecule came your delay at Burning Man.
Yes, that was implied all along.
I know the guy.
Jeez, the kind of stuff you learn on these shows.
He got me in one year, though. One year I didn't have a ticket.
I got you in? No. Puzzling Evan?
No,
got
you in?
No.
No, this guy.
I got Jody in one year.
Some guy
I made
got you
Jody
in?
A little tiny the pile in the back of my car. The Rangers looked at it and I was insulted.
Empire.
It says Ranger all over my car. Why are you looking at my car? But it was really funny.
Once Michael brought two people in who weren't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Because he found them cowering in the desert and they had no ticket. And he said, all right, get in the car. I'll just take you in. And people were outraged.
Yeah, that was a point at which, I may have said this before, I kind of understood that the thing had changed a lot. Was I was out at the north end with some, the first year, maybe I think there was maybe a fence. And these young Rangers would be deflated all the tires. A bunch of people had driven up.
Oh, no.
And they walked in, you know. And I just remember thinking, this is not the celebration that I remember at the beginning.
Yes.
The feeling had changed. And they were just young people. They were trying to do them. They thought Larry needed those $24 or whatever it was.
Well, the ones Michael brought in were performers of some kind, and they had their stuff, but they were cowering down and hoping not to be seen by the headlights.
Oh, okay.
He found them, you know.
Nice.
And then he just brought them in.
Yeah. I've done that, yes.
They didn't even have tickets.
I know people who didn't.
Hey,
kids, I'm going to hit it.
Hit it?
I'm going to go to bed. I can leave.
Are we hanging on?
She's going to go to bed now. I don't know what's going to happen.
Are we hanging up on Discord?
Yeah, do you want me to leave that on?
Pardon me.
VJ, can't you hear the other side of the room through the show that you're receiving the broadcast of?
It's impossible. Oh, and I forgot
to
look
at the... No, because I'm only listening to the Discord.
You're friends with Gene Reno. So that's the one... Gene Reno's who the city is named after, right?
Whoever's close to a mic that is turned on.
It's like Washington. We were so thankful that guy won the Revolutionary War.
Here's what you should do, Sarah.
Capital city.
Point your mic to Doug, and then maybe that will get him on the part that she can't hear.
That's when you leave.
Over there.
Yeah. He's avoiding.
Just like that. Yeah, we'll see how that works. Try that.
That should work.
Can you hear him at all?
It won't work.
What's up, Pledge?
Why do you say it won't work? Won't work.
I'm not working. My file is corrupted.
Work.
I'm between jobs.
I can just faintly hear.
Steve Jobs?
Me too.
It's
exactly like a camp the next day.
It's like the camp the next day when everybody's really tired from the drugs they've done.
Hi, Jimmy.
Gotta get up real early, like at 2 in the afternoon and wash your face.
That's pretty early. I got up at like 3 today, I think.
Yeah, I mean, because we who are alive...
I think it was up all night.
Good night, username.
With the second part of the day and the cooling veil of night. You know, it gives you the impression that you've got enough time to do everything. Of course you don't, but it feels like
it's going good.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wilson. So I've got my bag of dinosaur-shaped gummies here. Another bag of swag and...
Bag of swag.
Yeah, it's all here, together with these wonderful dinosaur models and the model of the caveman known as Tumac.
Tumac, not this guy.
He's got a little furry outfit on, and you touch it, and it's real fur. How about
that? Oh, he's a little furry, huh?
This guy cost a bunch. I know where he comes from, and he's made.
I wish I could see him.
Well, yeah, I know. I wish you could.
I wish my phone worked and I could get text messages. Doug's texts are coming through to my old phone. I don't think I can respond to them.
I've got some horrible computer crisis coming. Yeah.
100,000 years ago. Hey, username, you're going to bed? On the frozen
waste. She's gone. She went to bed.
He's gone? No, that was directed to Mr.
No, okay, Sarah has gone to bed.
Right, we know Sarah was going. Right.
The rest of us are still on duty.
Unfrozen caveman. I was just checking in with my chat because... My chat was going, bye-bye, and like, one of them was going to bed, but they were just saying goodnight to Sarah, so. Never mind. Okay. You used to stay up all night with us, right? A username?
The caveman who is now a lawyer?
Yeah.
Oh, who's that? For those times when you feel like being the jerk. I don't know who that is.
Well, that's on the other side of the show.
Cornelius? Is it Cornelius?
Was his name Cornelius is the question. I wouldn't know.
Cornelius?
Have you ever heard of a caveman named Cornelius?
This is something I heard on Daniel.
They have names like Fag and Tumac. Sakana, his brother, his father, Akoba, and girlfriend, Nupondi. What do you have?
I found some stuff because, I got a new hard drive. It's a long story, but anyway, I found some new stuff that is old stuff.
Well, all that is new is old again or something like that. Gave the Chiefs a chance, but a
touchdown was negated. Chuck-a-con? Alright, I might not be able to find it. Oh, there's no silent cave.
Caveman visa.
It's not like wooden ships.
Upon the water. Free and easy.
Yeah, I can't, you know, the part of the problem with getting a new drive and is like you can't find anything you need.
Oh, I don't look forward to it at all. It'll be horrible. Horrible.
Like, this is a nightmare. It's horrible.
But even worse would be not having anything at all, remember?
Yes.
That's the only consolation, such as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It sucks when you want to be able to show somebody something right away and you can't. Because you can't find it. And by the time you find it, it's irrelevant. It's
but what about your video channel? You can show people on that.
Yeah. I just got to get it together. We're just calling this like, let's call in Dr. Howell and talk to Dr. Howell.
You know, that was the name of the temple this year. They called the Temple of Oblivion the Temple of Together this year. Together.
Together again.
It was the Temple of Together.
Yeah, see, that's one reason I have to come back, because I got to take my dad out there,
Larry would never have allowed it to be named the Temple of Together.
It's good for him.
But Larry's
gone. I've always been on Larry's side.
He added the literary aspect of, I believe he wrote a lot of the signs that you would read if you go slowly.
But
everyone zooms by them now. And somebody else thought that Stuart Mangrum wrote them.
You're supposed to go 5 miles an hour.
I know you're supposed to go 5 miles an hour, but that is honored more in the breach than the observance.
Of course. But, you know, I think this year it was like getting in was supposedly super easy because...
It would have been if we hadn't had to go back to get the tickets. It would have been super easy for us.
Oh, yeah, right.
A lot of people found it easy to get in, but hard to get out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to wait to get out. That's the best way to do it.
Well, there's an accident at the gate, Rose. We don't know how long it's going to be before... we clear that out, so just keep sitting there running your engine in the hot sun and listen to me.
So you run out of fuel.
Drink plenty of water.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength, and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers, and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and KPFA.org.
Chance? Chance?
I think that a lot of people at Woodstock grew up and voted for Ronald Reagan. Sam, what would you call a value of the 60s? Like what?
I mean, our generation was the first to be as intensively marketed as succeeding generations will be forever.
Please don't sue us.
So what?
We're really sorry about this. Really sorry about that.
Litigation? It's all litigation.
Nothing. Every time someone time shifts a TV show at Hola on the VCR, that is an offense.
If you're alive, it's litigation. If you're dead, they own a piece of your butt.
Chillos. Thank God.
What is that noise? Can't miss it. It's like 100 years old.
Traveling away from the man. We will now do the woman's part.
For reals. Big old shiny letters. O-M-G. Hello.
God hot because... As you can see, I spawned right next to this lifeguard hut here. A vehicle you can buy.
Hello.
One.
A new world order.
With the right hand, pivoting slightly world to the right, while clasping the man's right hand. Slightly to the right, while clasping the man's right hand behind your back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Picture this.
You're ready? Yeah. One, two, three. Девочки и мальчики, пробуй наливочки на ту.
I had a friend and myself trying to find this. We had to have tried this for about 10 hours. It was so long.
This is your choice. After this, there's no turning back. You stay in Wonderland.
We'll be right back.
says online users are a bunch of antisocial geeks. Look here.
And letting it drop.
Cafe, drink in hand, friendly people, and we're surfing the net.
This may be the last time, children.
I'm not really able to access my own understanding here.
Thank you very much.
We won't have to wait for millions of years for that.
Thank you very much.
For the journey to the center of your amygdala. Welcome to the
almost time to roll back over.
You have a thought. Your brain releases chemicals. What your amygdala. You have a thought. Your brain releases chemicals. Real, and they have a real impact of what you're thinking. On how you feel and how you behave.
Wait. Hello? Watch what I'm gonna do here.
No, it's pure show brought to you on the air radio.
No, the air is full of spirits.
Yeah, man, that's your thing.
A little bit, get some.
Observe the motion of the chest. Tone a breathing nose down.
Hey! Hey!
Tone a breathing slows down. Tone a breathing slows down. The breathing slows down.
Now the process has to start all over again.
Are you ready to play with the big boys?
The first ever fly at death was Michael Fury, who died in 1996 in a head-on collision. He was on his motorcycle playing chicken with a van and running without headlights. It was a great loss to the early founders and turning point away from unbridled freedom in the desert. Several burners have died in event-related fatalities during build or on Highway 447 or after being medevaced from Black Rock City. Notably, Aaron Joel Mitchell, 41, who in 2017 immolated during the man burn and died in the hospital. 10 burners have passed in BRC during the event. 2024, Kendra Fraser, age 39, cause to be determined. 2023, Leon Reese, 32, drug overdose. 2019, Shane Billingham, 33, carbon monoxide poisoning in vehicle. 2014, Alicia Louise Capiccio, age 29, run over by art car. 2011, Erica Kupfersberger, age 33, cerebral edema. 2007, Jermaine Germ Harley, age 22, suicide by hanging. 2006, Adam Goldstone, age 37, with known heart condition, AJ. 2005, Sam Rich, age 29, head injury and heart attack. 2003, Catherine Lampman, age 21, run over upon exiting an art car. 2001, unnamed participant ran into the fire and was destroyed from the front page of the second edition of the Black Rock Beacon newspaper. A newspaper which was produced in Art Car Camp.
As a boy, I had a favourite boy. It was when my mum made boy.
Oh, boy.
My mum, she
all
says
right,
to me...
boy. That's enough,
if
boy.
If there's any left over at the end of the day, you can take some to school tomorrow to have at playtime or at lunchtime.
Hot dog. The long arm of the law.
Now, I know your body's not...
And now they're arresting people who give rides to others to go to Burning Man.
Is that like giving people water in voting lines?
The idea is supposedly that only official transporters, like buses and Ubers, are allowed to give people rides, but... ordinary nice people are not feeling. Official ride providers. They will be stopped and fined, and they will also be tossed for illicit substances. And many arrests have been made.
But, I love that.
Yeah, and nothing that
welcome
like
back
that,
to this U.S. Open offline.
No, nothing no. like that happened to me.
It's lobbed a message way over Jones's head.
But, you know, everybody just wants a piece of money that might possibly be
some technical
derived
jargon.
Tape it?
Tape it.
And by controlling their thoughts.
You tape it.
Totalitarian.
Tape it to the totalitarian people.
If you want to control
yes.
people's thoughts,
far above
begin
Cayuga's
by controlling
water.
Their thoughts. That's totalitarian thinking. If you want to control people's thoughts, begin by controlling their thoughts. That's totalitarian thinking. If you want to control people's thoughts, begin by controlling their thoughts. Begin by controlling their thoughts.
That's totalitarian thinking.
A decade ago, few people could even tell you what the word thoughts meant.
Have you ever pushed a beach ball underwater?
What happens? It pops right back up. Have you ever pushed a baby underwater? What happens?
The baby dies.
Capitalism is based on human greed. Socialism is based on toilet paper.
If you want to avoid a bad outcome with a police officer, follow this simple rule. When a cop gives you a lawful command, say no.
You don't have to be religious to be religious.
The existence of God only ensures the existence of God. Imagine for a moment a world in which there was no murder or theft. This would drive me mad.
Imagine a group of activists so powerful that they could beam their propaganda directly into your ass.
Man, that crowd loves it. Pure entertainment.
You to think like they think. And unless you're aware of what they think, chances are you think they think that they think like you think.
It for reasons we do not fully understand.
Well,
no announcer, just sounds.
Well, it's an impressive scene, but they get a lot of stuff wrong right off the bat. Because of all the dinosaurs to show, getting on their hind legs, a Brachiosaurus is the one that could not do that. All dinosaurs come from a form that has long hind legs and short front legs. And so huge sauropods could have gotten up on their hind legs. But the Brachiosaurus is unique in having huge front legs and small hind legs and being one of the biggest, bulkiest things ever. So there's no way it could rear up on its hind legs like in the movie. The other ones, the diplodocids, were built for it. Not Brachiosaurus. And then later on, they chew food that they're given by the kids, but their jaws go from side to side. That would break every tooth in their mouths since their jaws could not do that.
Make a fierce.
Have you told us about that thing in the desert yet?
I mentioned all the people who died there when I came in.
Died?
I gave the names of the people who died, their ages, and the cause of death insofar as it is known. Only one person died this year, they say. There are some years when nobody dies, but this wasn't one of them.
But get your hands on it. Click below to save your spot.
I just wondered about the one.
A woman who died of causes unknown that have yet to be determined.
Dehydration.
Even in camp, nobody knew who it was. Nobody knew, but actually I was reading in the paper somebody died in a porta potty, not at Burning Man. The door was locked and it took them a long time to discover that. That's some other festival.
Oh my God.
Well, you want to be in a cult like Burning Man, you may die.
Or, like, in Christianity, you may die.
Yep,
I just remember Jericho wanted me to call him. Is now an okay time?
Yes.
I want to call him before he falls asleep.
You don't want him
Jericho,
to
Jericho, we love you.
Come on, man.
Don't stop breathing.
I was reading a long quote from Jericho and Brian Doherty.
What if you fell into that 55-gallon drum of
meat? So keep in
People
mind
People used to do that in the military.
He's the only one.
I saw a friend fall off a Super County wing.
Hey, what's going on? Is this the radio?
This is Remodio.
From the radio.
It's Remodio.
Are we live?
You can't hear me. We're on all night.
It's the happening
on
sound.
Fire, live here on the radio.
AM 1050.
We're talking.
Where are your kids? Saturday night.
Yeah.
On magnetic recording tape.
That's right. He can only hear.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, what do I do? Put him on speaker or something?
He
can only hear Sarah and Hal, right?
Technical dip.
Rob, is that the deal?
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that a lot.
But is Half the voices aren't there.
And they can say whatever they want about Jericho.
Is it being inscribed on a tree stump?
Hey, little guy fell
again. Hear the room mic, though. I think that's what I want to try to do, is get a room kind of mic.
Get a room
mic.
So, yeah, like, it would be like, oh, we're talking, and it's like a room mic.
But I believe totally only the real microphones, because that's the, it's the illusion. It's all about the illusion. A room mic reminds you everybody's in the shower at once.
Right.
It's like the TV camera. It's just the worst. You don't want to see people on the show.
You guys hear Jericho?
You want to imagine the show.
I'm afraid I really just can't hear him.
Robin Carroll?
But I believe he's
and
there.
And Ted and Alice, right? You ever seen that?
Hello.
There he is. I can hear that.
Happy New Year.
I mean, happy to hear you.
Happy to hear you as well, Al.
What review? Now, we have two conversations going, because Jericho can't hear me.
Hello?
And he can't hear Rob. Yeah. Oh, yes, no, I don't exist. But he can hear Hal and Sarah.
I hear you, Hal.
Yes. For some reason, this is set up so you can only hear half the room. I don't understand the technical aspects of it.
Are you sure it's technical? Are you sure it's not like a biased thing against the other guy?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
They're doing it totally on
Rob and Roman.
Don't stop believing, man.
Uh-oh, so is Goffin. Holy shit, he's got plyo dust in him.
I've got dust.
You're coughing there?
Plyo dust all over the room. It's
those non-believers who don't bring masks.
In the handkerchief. It does not go all over the room.
It's a finite material, Hal. You should know that. I mean, my gosh.
What's a finite material? Yes.
That means there's only so much of it. Oh, look, an L.
That's true. There's only so much dust on Earth, but it's spread throughout the universe. So
is this a...
Almost a seemingly...
A playable disc here?
Yeah, chocolate stars.
No, I said it was a...
But
it
you've got to have the equipment to play it. I don't know.
Carol's bringing stuff out of boxes.
We're looking at...
This is, by the way, I bring up my favorite young Christian group from the 90s, Jump 5.
Were you guys about to play Motorhead or something like that?
They were on Disney a lot.
I don't know what
they were like. They're like...
Who wants pot?
They're like young people who cannot stop moving.
The pot that called the kettle black. Well, I'm sorry about the chaos, Jericho, but...
Sure he does.
See, the fun part is, he does not hear the chaos. He has no idea that chaos is happening. All he can hear is your voice and Sarah's voice. Quite clearly.
We could be playing Motorhead right now.
I can hear those guys yelling in the background.
Help me! Motorhead! Shut up, you! This Motorhead. Candy bar is great.
That's it.
There's little blobs pressed in the shape of the players in Motorhead.
How about a delicious candy bar?
Sounds great.
Carob's giving the guy on the
screen. Carob's feeding the projection on the screen. There goes the sergeant sphincter down into the hole. The Martian's doing down there.
When you smile.
I understand that there is some sort of candy problem there. So I understand that you guys are, probably out of control.
We have too much
Charger Rinaldi.
Do you know offhand, K-Rob, who plays the kid in Invasion from Mars?
I do not.
He looks awfully familiar.
Well, let's see.
It looks like the kid from
He doesn't. You hold your head up.
And speak out. He doesn't.
I had one of those.
Not the kid
watching,
from...
Game of Thrones. There's a flashback scene that Evil Queen has where she meets a witch in the forest and describes what her life will happen. How things will happen.
That Evil Queen is just obscene, but her gal, so white, is dynamite.
And I realized that the old lady witch was the young lady in The Last Mohican.
Have you ever seen Invasion of Mars? With Jack Nicholson and Pierce Brosnan, I think, was in it.
Mirror on the wall, send me a prince about 6 feet tall. Oh, well, in the spirit of the thing, welcome back, Jericho.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome back to San Francisco, Hal.
Yes,
how was your Burning Man experience? Did you have an intermediate experience when we were out there?
We had a great time. It's just the giant sandstorm at the end was a little bit hard to get through, but after getting back to shelter, I was able to do that also.
That's good. So that must have been fun. I mean, you had the goggles on, the handkerchief over your face.
Yes, but I couldn't see.
You got wet, and you're just like that's what you do, right?
It did rain a little in the night, but nothing to worry about. But when a Category 4 sandstorm came.
Category 4. Give me a break.
That's what it said on the...
Really? Category 4. Oh, yeah, right.
It said that on my phone. It said, watch out.
Yeah, your phone. Yeah, you know, those actuals, they all lie. That's Category 4.
Actually, it turned out to be incredibly accurate. It turned out to be very accurate. It said it would start at 11 in the morning, and it started precisely then. And it said it would stop at 11 at night, and it stopped then.
I don't believe it.
The sky cleared. But the damage had been done. Jimmy Hunt is the name of that kid who watched the flying saucer land in his backyard. So it's not anybody, not the person I thought it was.
Okay. Well, it's Category 4 sandstorm. So you were there and you were sifting through the sand, or you were just there with goggles on, your bandana over your face.
Well, I already told the story, but
I want to hear more of that.
I tried to carry a bag of garbage across the camp, but in total blindness, I couldn't see because of the whiteout, and I walked out of the camp, and I walked far away looking for something, but there was nothing to see. And then I had to find my way back, which was very difficult. So I breathed too much of the schmutz while I was out there.
Right, and then you dropped the garbage and left it out there and it looked like the garbage go.
No, I held the garbage all the way back to the camp, and I never got it to the other side of the camp.
No, well, where did that garbage go? That's the question. Because that's, everyone's asking that now.
It would have gone to, to Flash's garbage bin, but I couldn't find my way there.
But you mean Flash was there?
He's the head of my camp.
That Flash? Huh?
Can you guys hear Jericho?
Everybody likes to talk like Flash.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, everybody does, really.
He's quite clear.
We should have a Flash, like, imitation contest. You're not going to believe what happened.
Well,
Flash? That Flash?
That Flash, yes.
Michael Pepe bought me tickets to Motorhead.
Flash, who was once...
He just got him on my phone.
The mayor of Gerlach.
Good. I mean... Motorhead.
Will Motorhead you?
Yes, Motorhead.
I think Kira, who would better fight? Lemmy
or God?
It's either
chocolate, strawberry, or God.
Lemmy and God got in a fight. Who would win?
If God and who?
Jesus.
I wonder what song they're
because everybody would convert to Christianity after
playing
that.
Playing We Will Rock You.
Bob.
You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Motorhead? What?
You mess with
that was
Dominations, Thrones, Power.
Motorhead, super kill.
I can't hear the music.
All that
a huge statue of Satan in the front of the high school.
You know, I got drunk with Lemmy once.
Yeah.
What if Jericho joined Motorhead?
It was great.
What if Jericho, can you access?
Only he acted like James Brown.
Well, I can go and do that, yes. I guess, let me see. Well,
it'll be like a delay.
How do I do it? It's Reloadio Radio.
Okay, I got
it. You know, I have a memorial to Lemmy on my YouTube channel, Puzzling MS TV. We went out and burned a Viking ship kind of arrangement. With a whole bunch of people on the beach.
No.
And everybody yelled out. I was just listening.
Yelled out. Wandering on a planet. No, it's not your fault. I was just looking at the plants, and I was like, oh, what would it be tonight? And then you get called.
Looking at plants, eh?
Huh?
Prince.
Yes, I was. In fact, I went to his last concert, by the way.
Ants in the plants.
Ants in your pants?
Plants.
Ants in your plants.
Plants in my plants. Totally. you know, the gypsy moth are striking the plant.
Mobs of gypsy
you know,
moths.
Bastards, they eat everything.
Fighting the ants.
So, yeah, I don't like all insects. I don't like all life. And I'm going upstairs.
Okay. No more phones.
Well, mom and dad put little Jimmy to bed and reassure him that there are no Martians
DJ
in the
Pussycat
backyard.
On the Yak channel is saying that her phone
is where there are Martians in the
backyard. She's been trying to talk to a brick.
There really are.
And here they come.
You know,
hot link sandwich.
Trying to find a plan for lettuce.
Hot dogs.
You know,
a mighty hot dog
is our Lord. Night long.
All right. Right. Now we have a momentary.
I mean, this is like a
lacuna. Like the
I'm trying to help the. I'm trying to help the vegans too. You know what I mean?
Vegans.
You know I. Well, you know
what help do they need? They won't even eat an honest taco.
You know they're kind of like they just like to eat lettuce, right? Vegans. You know any vegans?
I don't think they like lettuce, Jericho. I think they nose at that also. They eat rock juice, tree bark, and stillborn bean sprouts.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. I didn't know it got that bad.
And they only drink pure rainwater. But Flash won't even drink water. He says it's contaminated.
Yeah, well, I had no idea it got in this fast.
He drinks coconut water. Because it's traveled through a coconut.
Okay.
Certain names, you get certain ideas.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
It's all about headphone volume.
Yeah,
it's also all about control.
Healthy, right, and they drop dead.
What is that? The room mic idea, because the room mic...
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And there's a smell in the room like burned hair or maybe Christmas.
Oh, I'm playing with...
Or maybe it's a fart. Like,
it smells
like a
Christmas tree
fart.
On fire in this room.
It probably does. And because then I was burning the pencil because it had wax stripped all over it.
Oh, burning a pencil.
Well,
a symbolic thing that we do here.
But I think I burned some of the wood on the pencil. It's one of those.
It is flammable.
Carpenter flat. Pencil.
Yes, the carpenter bees are on their way. Yeah.
No, it's on my computer. I'm just trying to get it back up.
Your computer is giving you trouble.
Well, I have an old computer.
This year shows up on Friday the
22nd.
My computer is about to be made officially obsolete.
So I'm doing a solid part of the show. Four shots and no Miller.
Yeah, that's my computer.
Be careful.
Yeah, so there it is. And I just like, you know, I know I get a new one.
Be careful.
I have no more sound. I can't watch my shows anymore.
Microsoft is making Windows 10 obsolete.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
You hold your head up.
Not be able to use Microsoft Word anymore. I can make a poster for my show this month, but after that, after October 10th, I will not be able to. So that is a matter of some concern.
It is.
One cop went down the hole. The other cop wasn't watching. Look at this. I found a shoe. Hey, wait a minute. Where'd you go? So cop number two follows cop number one, and he's looking around. Where'd cop number one go? Ah, down the hole goes cop number two. And the hole fills back up.
There, Rinaldi. Always sticking his neck out.
Is a bad joke count?
No, we're watching we're watching a movie about Martians in the backyard. There's all sorts of things going on at Relodio. We have DJ Pussycat.
I'm sorry.
And we have Martians in the backyard.
I never know what's going on.
And now Dad comes back from visiting the Martians, and he's not the same. He's surly and evil, and he slaps the kid in the face.
But wasn't he always doing that? I mean, all dads are evil.
Yeah, but the Martians... Look, they took one of his slippers, and he came back with one slipper on and one slipper off.
Oh, my gosh. That's a horrific...
It was the same slipper that the cop found in the backyard just before he was sucked down the hole.
Well, it's a good thing to cop on the slipper, though.
But little Jimmy notices there's something strange sticking out of the back of Dad's neck.
Hey, Dad, what's that little thing sticking out the back of your neck?
Shut up!
Slap.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, like, a lot of people, like, they're like, hey, Timmy, what's that? Did you hear that sound? Should we investigate that? That's not me.
Shouldn't let a honey badger get the best of your computer.
It's a honey badger I'm being attacked. It's going for my jugular.
Only little Jimmy sees that everybody's got a thing sticking out of the back of his neck, except Mom. She's still unchanged by the Martians in the backyard.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you guys here. Really am, but the honey badger is really attacking.
Why did you just slap little Jimmy?
None of your business.
You want a fresh one? The screen, the computer, honey badger is just looking at me, and it's a menacing look. I think I just got it right now.
So little Timmy gets out in the backyard with his long camera with a long telephoto lens, and he looks through the incredibly bleak landscape of the backyard, where there are just some stick-like trees sticking up, and he sees his mom getting sucked in through the hole.
What he thinks is he'll gain himself in that.
And now the hole reforms.
That women despise wimpy men.
What are they going to do with that?
Nice, Al. I mean, think about that. Is that really nice? I mean, come on.
Dad, they just sucked
really?
Mom's
in. You know, I mean, like, the mom gets sucked up.
Bruce Howard,
I mean, is the mom really deserve it? I mean, come kissing. On.
Listener, are you listening to the next question? Here he is.
Really?
Dad was dehumanized by the Martians.
Did you call me a heat?
But somehow he had time to put on
look,
a suit and a tie.
Heat. I'm not
heat.
A heat.
I think he said heat. You know, she's right. Listener, trust me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, listener,
what was
here's
my
the next question.
Number two.
That's one way to beat the heat.
Is I want to know why some guys just put their tongue in your mouth right off.
Not you, my computer.
Well, Mom, you're dressed to go down.
Yeah,
I got this thing.
Okay, so.
You
better come with me out into the backyard.
There it is. Okay, here comes the answer.
There's something I've got to show you.
Go with him. Caller? Do you have an answer for me, caller listener?
All right, I'm going to Facebook.
I have a question.
Wait, hold on.
Caller listener.
Did I ask for a question?
So
no, I asked for an answer. If you're not going to answer.
So long okay.
A long time loser, first time caller.
Answer me. By Jim.
I know I am answering you.
Yeah, why?
I'm totally hopeless.
French thing to do.
Oh, it's
here
a French
I'm
thing.
On Facebook.
It is. I hope you have better luck with your computer.
Okay, thanks so
much. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't care.
Yeah, but I've got too much important stuff on my computer to toss it out the window.
Well, I do. I used to have important stuff that I used to think about and care about, but I just don't care about anything anymore. I really don't.
Now, Jimmy, you know there are no Martians in the backyard. You just had a bad dream.
I'm on my computer. I have nothing but bad dreams, okay?
But you get to wake up.
So what do I need to do? I go to Facebook Messenger?
And now the little girl next door comes over, and she's got a funny thing sticking out of the back of her neck.
Everyone is terrified to go near
Don't talk about that left there. She's fine.
She's holding a bouquet of flowers.
Come on, calm down.
It shows no emotion.
So Facebook Messenger...
Now they've got a fire coming out of the cellar.
Oh, gee, great. It's right down the street from me, and I have to run down there.
Mom and Jimmy are getting the hose out, ready
I'm
to hose
sorry.
Down the...
Doug's looking at me like I'm talking to him the whole time.
What's
I'm
burning
I'm
down
on
there?
The phone.
So what do I do?
Horrible
what do I do?
Smoke is billowing out.
Can you send me a message? Oh, wait, you did. Okay,
send
got
me
it.
A
okay,
message.
Cool. All right, sorry, I just haven't been on Facebook in like
you
a year.
Send a message.
So, okay, it's
a word link, and I also sent you a regular link.
I'm putting you on Sarah Goldie.
Oh, wait, I see you.
Okay,
you can't
do much with that. You
got a fire that size.
All right.
Fire Jericho?
So which one do I click?
It was set by the little girl on
okay,
the
we'll do.
Hey, Sarah.
All right, cool.
That's Hollywood.
I almost lost it, man. I almost lost it.
And what happened?
Well, I'm waiting.
Well,
now
no,
you will
wait,
become
okay.
one of us.
Okay, Jimmy goes to the police station, right? And he reports that there is
she doesn't.
Somebody,
it doesn't.
like who.
Yeah, Ronaldo.
They don't.
They're replaced.
You don't.
Have we seen Rinaldi yet?
Okay, so
he doesn't.
Goes to the police station. Okay, we have to continue the story, right? Is that worth it? You sure now?
Well, I'm watching
Jimmy goes to the police station.
Movie, but
you watch the movie. Oh, I thought okay.
Little Jimmy went to the police station, but they don't believe him either. And some of them have things coming out of the back of their necks.
Well, when the cops ever have been useful? Right? I mean,
well,
never.
It's like
in your
Chicken
life.
John
never.
Said, I mean, if you have a problem and you call the cops, now you have a problem and cops.
That's correct. Well, it's not just Chicken John. I mean, like, what? Chicken John invented that? No. Chicken John just knows that Chicken John probably called the cops, and then Chicken John realized that the cops are not going to help him because they're looking at him, and he's like, hey,
it's not even midnight yet.
So here's the deal. And they're like, oh, I can deal with this guy. And they're just like, which I knew very well. And I have a really intimate history with him in that regard. So that's how I know how Chicken John deals with cops. Not great.
You mean you're there when he tangles with the cops?
Who hasn't met
him? My best story about Chicken John and cops.
Yeah.
I have so many. But I have better stories about Chicken John and cops.
The day Chicken John became a cop.
That never happened.
No, that was mayor.
Oh,
in
yes,
a different
it
universe,
is.
It sure did.
He was made chief of police.
Are you waiting to
and
wonder
his wife
what the...
made a soymill tractor.
Say? Oh, I bet you're just like, sweat.
And in this universe,
out, baby,
Jericho didn't exist.
Into this universe and
I can
why,
say that because he's
not
can't.
Knowing.
Well, we were on a van.
So
right?
Whatever happened to BJ Pussycat and her
right?
Questions for
she's
Hal?
She's got the aliens
like
on the screen, but
you know,
I can't
know,
get the
like,
questions
Washington.
Until this segment is over.
Oh, yeah, you asked questions. Of course. I'm sorry.
And if she can
BJ
do it,
Pussycat.
I'm curious
ooh,
as
exciting.
To... Oh, here we go. I'm curious as to whether she can hear... Jericho or Jericho could hear her.
I can hear all of y'all, but can you hear
all
me?
All y'all.
Oh, here comes V.
I can hear you. I can hear her.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Hello.
And you and you.
Meow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you.
Mel Gibson.
And that's VJ Pussycat.
Yay.
You're hearing
you were there,
her.
And you were there. And you were there.
Well, we've got a bunch of aliens looking at us now.
And meow, 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 meow.
That's
meow meow.
Right.
Fancy
feast.
See, I have to say the cat. I don't talk to cats. I'm a cat talker.
You whisper to cats?
Oh no, I do. Actually, I go up to them and we're like, hey, come on. That's it. That's all you're getting today.
But you gotta whisper.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much.
Calm down, kitty. Okay, I'll give you a little more.
Yep, pretty much.
All right. Have the whole can. What do I care? I don't care.
Yeah, that's it. But, like, you know, it's like sometimes it's tuna.
Well,
maybe it's just nuts. You know what I mean? What were we talking about? Before that,
turn up their little pink nose at
really important thing.
Frisky's
fancy
right? Feast.
Stuff.
Cats. Were we talking about important things before that? I don't think so. Anyways, yeah.
Cats and Jammer Kids.
All right, I'm going to be RV. You guys
RV.
Keep talking. I'm phones here.
Oh, gosh. Sarah's going to break off from the body.
Pee.
And oh, I see. I thought you said something about RV. But no, you said you had to pee. Well, that's different. So now we are one fewer here in our control room at Radio.
Someone die?
Well,
oh no!
Just the show.
Is it K-Rob or
no. K-Rob is on the job. We
who
have
died? Who died? Is everybody okay? You know,
and everyone's all right.
Okay, good.
It was just a false alarm.
Good.
But I may have to absent myself for the same reason.
I love the mic guy.
You all right, Hal?
I'm doing okay, but I'm having a little trouble with the deep breathing exercises.
It's like, I'll cry for you, Evita.
It's getting better.
Oh, how God fly the dust in his lungs. You he went to Burning Man. Come on.
On YouTube.
What?
As the space spider says, everything has a beginning and an end. And the universe itself.
Yes, it does.
Has a beginning and an end.
Oh, yeah, this spider. This spider. Wait, I'll show you.
See, BJ Pussycat's live on stage.
Okay, wait.
Showing
our video of us
sitting here at computers.
Yeah, it isn't what people want.
Because everything got fucked
up. Yeah, the people.
Because I got a new drive.
Well, maybe they do.
New stuff to that. And shit is
they want David and the Moon. They want Cosmo. Brave men who walk around inside the special effects.
Okay, sorry. I'll stop.
No, not you.
Okay. I'll keep going.
Oh, okay. I stopped the music because he said stop.
I can't find this spider guy.
I don't know, yeah.
If the doctor says you're through, keep it going. He's human just like you. Keep it going. All right.
Keep going. So, what, can I ask you if I can tell because...
I'd like you to. I may not be able to hear, but let's try it.
Okay, let's try it. So, my first question is, was the weather one of the best years ever?
The answer is yes, until the last night and day, when the giant dust storm occurred. But
yeah,
before that,
I did see that,
it was temperate and cool, no dust, cool at night, pleasantly warm, but not too hot during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just looked perfect.
Flash said it'll never be this good again. This whole thing is in decline. We should enjoy it now because it'll never be this good again.
I know. Should have been hot.
You didn't go, did you?
No, I didn't. I want to go next. I want to come back next year, maybe.
Well, come and see me next year if you go.
Well, if I do it, I'm going to try and get the money and come back too. So, I mean, they will maybe do it, but I got to get the funding together to get them to do it. Because I know Marion will say it's cool and she'll give us tickets. It's just a lot of...
I know. I'm still recovering. It's a tremendous headache to pack up and get out there, and very hard to get in, very hard to get out, and very hard to repatriate, even if people at home are cooperative, which in my case they are not.
Oh, I have a picture of the car going to the DMV. Of the TV car?
Yeah. It took several days for them to fix it up before they could take it to the Department of Mutant Vehicles. But
now... Yeah, that's typical.
Now they're showing little clips on Facebook of it sailing along through the desert with everybody on it.
I wish they would do it on a different channel. I don't use Facebook anymore.
I know a lot of people disdain Facebook, but if there's a different channel, I'm not sure I'd be able to reach it. I have an Instagram account. I hardly ever go there.
I have one too, but I had to put that on the back burner because I was getting overwhelmed by social media.
Yes.
As one can get.
Well, the erection is coming up, and all of it is about that.
The erection? Oh,
yes.
The erection.
Republicans and the Republicrats are fighting
it
up.
No, the Great Erection is the problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's huge.
It's the Washington
Monument.
It's
supposed to happen this year.
Yes.
No, the big erection is supposed to happen this year. It's 2024.
I know. That's this year.
She was exhaling.
You see, Project 2025 is going to make
a big erection.
Well,
I'm good.
Anyway, we'll see. One can be more than an interested spectator.
You have to be careful when the big erection happens.
One is
gonna
only this. And are you voting for Mick Bloke Proposition H? Yeah, I know. Well, years ago, back when the National Enquirer was publishing, my friends and I saw on the stands an issue, and the headline was, "Oh my God, I just made love to the devil." And the subhead was, "Just like Rosemary's Baby." So from then on, when anything happened and we said, "Oh my God," we would add, "I just made love to the devil."
I didn't do that.
And we practiced. How would you say that anyway? Like, "Oh my God, I just made love to the devil," or "Oh my God, I just made love to the devil.
No, I mean, I view that differently, though. Man, devil, in my opinion. I don't think the devil is a man.
I think I'd be like, oh my god.
Well, he's a, not a man, you know, but he can look like one.
That was something I enjoyed.
The devil can assume a pleasing shape.
Yeah, totally. Hey.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like, I would be like,
the devil has the power to assume a pleasing shape, as he is very potent with such spirits.
I thought I would assume.
Maybe we're just sinners.
And now we're seeing that Champ Howard and a curvaceous female devil on VJ's special channel.
Now you're getting real hot and bothered. Help, stop giving me erections. I'm just reporting what I see from VJ
Pussycat's special channel. This fiery babe with the horns is acting up. Champ was sent to the bad place because of his antics with the Stooges. Apparently.
Poor Champ.
Well, that's too
bad. All right, I rolled another joint. I mean, I made another joint.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I should eat an edible.
Eat an anvil? Oh, that's I'm not that hungry.
Oh, an edible. I think it's an
edible. Yeah,
anvil gummies.
Edible. Yes. Edible.
Edibles are funny because it's like, is it 15 minutes? Is it 20 minutes? Is it half an hour?
I know.
Is it an hour? Is it 2 hours?
Of
is
edible it 2 hours? Save the pioneers.
Fast acting ones don't. They're not even that fast acting.
No, they're not. But I found a way to make mushrooms instantly act.
Who wants some butt?
Oh, yeah?
Bring out your dead.